The final group of the Fort Wainwright-based Stryker Brigade soldiers returned to Fairbanks from Afghanistan yesterday. The contingent of 100 was the last of the 4,000-member unit that deployed overseas a year ago. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Fort Wainwright-based soldiers were greeted by friends and family in a hangar on post, just as thousands of fellow Stryker Brigade members have been over the last 6 weeks. Captain Kenneth Hahn says he ended up on the final plane after sacrificing seats on earlier flights to other soldiers.
It feels great to see everybody, especially the soldiers I already got back. All my family's still back in Virginia, so going home next month and getting married, so I'll see everybody then.
Another soldier on the last flight, Staff Sergeant Denise Monroe, an assistant chaplain with the Stryker Brigade, says it's surreal transitioning from Afghanistan back to Fairbanks.
It was a long year, honestly, but I learned a lot. I got some really great friends, made some really great friends in the unit, and overall I'm glad I did it, but there was definitely a learning curve. Afghanistan was different.
Monroe says it was challenging and stressful coping with long days, danger, and loss. 21 Stryker Brigade soldiers were killed in Afghanistan, most from roadside bomb attacks. Brigade Commander Colonel Todd Woods says he welcomes the end of the deployment.
A tremendous amount of satisfaction as well as relief to have everybody back home on the ground, reunited.
The Stryker Brigade's mission in southern Afghanistan was focused on training Afghan army and police to take over security. Commander Woods says a lack of infrastructure and education were big obstacles, but they saw a major improvement in the Afghan force over the last year.
We did an operation 2 weeks before we left, where we had the equivalent of this entire brigade. 3,600 Afghans were in the field conducting security operations as part of a clearance, which at the beginning of our deployment, we were doing that. That would have been us with 3,600. It was them, and they were very successful. Thousands of pounds of IED materials as well as opium came out of the ground that would fund the Taliban's fight this year. These guys did that. And have largely defeated the Taliban in the areas that we were at.
Commander Wood says it's too early to talk about future Fort Wainwright deployments to Afghanistan. He says the Army has reduced the length of overseas duty from 12 to 9 months, with longer intervals in between. Ceremonies marking the Stryker Brigade's return home and a change of command are coming up later this month. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.